Rob Williamson has been serving his community in many different capacities over the years. Now, he hopes to serve his community by getting a seat on City Council. Williamson has lived in Stratford for 8 years. He comes to the election with experience in community service. He previously served as a volunteer firefighter in Elmira for 10 years. Running for council is his way of giving back to the community here. In conversation with Stratford Today, Williamson said that the key issue in this election is how problems are addressed at the municipal level. The proposed Xin Yi glass factory is one example he provided. When council was talking about that glass plant, everything was behind closed doors, Williamson said. I think when decisions are made, there should be transparency and accountability to the citizens of Stratford. The proposed Xin Yi glass factory in the southwest end of town was criticized for the in-camera discussion surrounding it. Critics pointed to a lack of community consultation. Xin Yi Canada later withdrew their proposal, though the criticism for the project has lingered in the community. Williamson also wants a review of the recently discussed municipal accommodations tax, MAT, which proposes a 4% tax imposed on visitors staying in short-term accommodations. He thinks that City Council did not properly discuss or consider the concerns of citizens. I was watching one of the council meetings, and it just seemed that the tax was pushed right through. They didn't even listen to the citizens that were presenting their point of view. Williamson is currently working as barn manager for the Borson brothers on 3 different farms. He is also chief ranger officer at Tavistock Rod and Gun, where he teaches firearm safety to all the new members. Working collaboratively and managing different roles are a few of the reasons why he believes he will be a good counselor. As chief ranger officer, he also has experience working with budgets. Overall, Williamson wants more collaboration at the City of Stratford. Nobody, he says, is an expert in everything. You can't make a good decision in a bubble, Williamson argued. You have the feedback from the stakeholders, or the citizens who that bylaw is going to affect, and you've got to read the reports from the city staff who are supposed to be the experts. Once you gather all your information, then you make informed decisions. Election day is October 24, though Stratford citizens can vote from October 14 to 24. Voting is done online or via telephone, with a number and link to vote releasing closer to the election. For a full list of the candidates in Stratford and surrounding areas, visit here. For more information about Williamson, visit his website.